some better news lately than we had in the past. The governor said she's making it a priority to try to do her best to keep K-12 schools whole. We obviously know it's not going to be perfect with projections of, you know, 25% cuts, which would really hurt schools even like ours. We have a healthy fund balance, but that would just make some devastating negative changes for us. And, you know, some of our colleagues around the state, you know, schools that are already in financial straits, you know, you might see some schools close. So to hear that that's less likely to happen, that those cuts will be more manageable in the 5% range, you know, to 6% range, that's good news. Of course, it's not for sure yet, but we're very hopeful that, you know, the federal government comes through with some more stimulus and the state continues to make education a priority, you know, on top of all the other things that they're trying to juggle, of course.
Yeah, we're talking with Brian DeAugustine, superintendent of the Nice Community Schools. One of the things I know that in some notes that you forwarded to me include the possibility of you having an August academic summer camp. Of course, that's all based on if it's allowed, but tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, it'll be optional. And again, we'll have to get the okay from the Michigan Department of Education and follow the governor's orders, of course. But we'd like to do a couple of weeks for kids who want to come back just to get a jump start on this new school year. You know, because of course, with the distance learning, it hasn't been, you know, great for everyone, and it's been cumbersome. I would even hazard to say for all, just because it's such a change to what we're used to. But if we're allowed, we're going to try to get our kids back on campus. We'll, you know, for sure make you know, make certain that we follow any guidelines that are given to schools to bring kids back in person, and it'll give us a jump start on the year for those who'd like to attend.
Brian DeAugustine on the line with us this morning, superintendent of the Nice Community Schools. One thing, again, let's mention this graduation information, because you had the parade last week Thursday, but if things continue moving in certain directions, there could very well be an activity very, very soon. Give the information on that again.
If we're allowed, we're going to try to hold a graduation event for our seniors and a limited number of guests that they'll be allowed to invite, and that'll take place on our football field on June 25th. If we're given the green light.
Yeah, and that's going to be one of those things that we're watching very closely. But as you mentioned, it looks like the UP will be moving into that earlier, and it could very well be, hopefully, here in the next week or so that you'll be able to move forward with those plans.
Yes, it sounds like the governor's going to make some sort of announcement either this week or next regarding Region 8, which covers the entire UP, and we're hopeful that those outdoor events, you know, with the proper precautions, are allowed to, you know, grow a little bigger, so that we can get our 80 graduates together and some guests that they are allowed to invite and have a send-off for them on our football field in person. And the kids have made it pretty clear that they'd like to have some sort of in-person, see each other one last time event. And, of course, we'll socially distance and follow all the rules if we're given the green light to make that happen.